Hey, Anton.
Yeah, Margaret?
You know what people don't talk about enough?
What?
When Wilhelm is reading the etiquette book while having the red LED lights wrapped around his neck. Welcome to People Don't Talk About Young Royals. I'm Margaret. My pronouns are they, them.
And I'm Anton. My pronouns are he, they.
And we're people here to discuss the show our friends are sick of hearing us talk about.
If that sounds like you, stick around. If your friend sent you this podcast out of a desperate attempt to get you to watch Young Royals, take it as a sign.
Go watch Young Royals, then come back to this podcast.
Margaret, what are we talking about today?
Today, we will be discussing the cinematography of Season 1, Episode 2.
Woohoo! Tried and true classic.
Amen.
In this discussion, we won't be summarizing the plot of the episode because we already did that. If you need or want a refresher, head back 3 episodes in our feed to our most recent This Week at Halerska for a full breakdown. This episode discussion will likely be all over the place, so strap in. You've been warned.
All right.
I love how we, oh my God, I love you have 0000.
Yeah, just right at the start. Right at the start.
Also, again, listeners, just like with Art of the Choice, we're gonna want to go chronological order with this one, just to keep it easier to keep track of.
Yeah. Okay. So right at the beginning is the table scene, the table. And it shows Madison's on the table versus Nils on the table. Mm-hmm. We broke this down in This Week in Horoscope. We don't need to break it down more, but the fact that you can see, because they do them like one after the other, answering the same questions, just the difference. And just the way they show that shows the stark difference between what that encounter meant to both people. And that always cracks me up.
Yeah. Like, it definitely, like, it enforces the binary a little bit, but in a way that it's very playful.
Yeah.
Like, it's talking about the culture of masculinity and femininity to a degree at these schools more than this is what men are like and this is what women are like. That's not what the show's saying.
Right.
It's like, this is how they are, I'm trying to say the word in culture, but that doesn't make sense. Socialized. That word is. This is how they're socialized to behave.
Yeah.
When it comes to sex.
Yeah.
I want to next call out. I think we have the same thing. Yeah, Felice checking out Villa.
Yeah, we do. That's also what I'm calling out next.
Like, it's just a clear demonstration of her crush.
Mm-hmm.
In this little subtle cinematography way of being like, oh yeah, you're being really obvious. But like, I'm realizing that like Felice crushing on Wilhelm is only in one scene of last episode. Mm-hmm. And so it actually really is important that we do that little bit of like carrying that for the next one to remind us where we are with them.
Yeah. I also thought of it as in the Revolution episode, we talked about Wilhelm always being watched and always being perceived. Felice is also playing into that here.
Yeah. Last Art of the Frame was literally called We Are the Camera.
I wasn't even thinking about that. Yeah. I was just thinking about this episode, but yes.
No, I think for both. Like, it's like if we are the camera, we are realizing that we are seeing Felice doing what we are doing, which is like, we start with Wilhelm and then we pull out to Felice and Felice is checking out Wilhelm. Everything just kind of circles back to him because he is just he's a center of attention. I don't have much until Felice ignoring Sarah in class.
I don't either.
Yeah. I think shout that out. Just like, I think that's blocked really well and that's shot really well of just that change in perspective of the change of focus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the rack focus, that's what it's called. It's where we're on Sarah and she says hi to Felice and then we just like, well, we're Felice sits down and she's still blurry and we're focusing on Sarah's face and then we kind of move to Felice and it's just like,
yeah. Ugh.
Like, yeah. that is the cinematography equivalent of what I called out last episode of I would like to have friends.
Yeah. Actually, I fully agree with you. I want to go back about 20 seconds to when they're walking up the path that is, I'm assuming, towards the building that the math classroom is in.
Yeah.
And the trees are on both sides. I have nothing for deeper meaning here. I just think it's a fucking beautiful shot.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'd like to shout it out.
That's also what this episode is for. And that's what my next thing is. Is Simon in a rowboat at sunset. This entire scene is romantic as fuck. Like, visually, like, I think it's really funny how the times in which Art of the Frame and Art of the Choice complement each other and the ways in which they completely contrast each other. Because, like, our Art of the Choice about this scene was all about how uncomfortable it made us. But our Art of the Frame is just about how beautiful it is.
Because it is beautiful, but what we talked about in Art of the Choice, the energy shift, is uncomfortable.
Yeah. And it becomes, the acting in the scene start agreeing with each other, and then they become at odds with each other as this beautiful moment is soured by the presence of August.
By August. Always by August.
Always by August. Speaking of August, actually, you have stuff before that. Never mind. We'll keep going.
Do I? Oh, after rowing practice, when they're in Simon's room, the lighting is all like lamps and very like soft lighting. Yeah. I'm assuming probably.
Well, you also have people paying for higher test scores.
Oh, that one as well. Okay, I'm gonna start with that one.
Yeah.
Because I kind of already finished the other one. Going back. I was on my best behavior for the last episode and not this one. I'm all over the place here already. So when Simon is looking, very rightfully, put out about the fact that the kids who are paying for private lessons get higher scores on their tests because that is bullshit. It, like, has that him looking very put out about that fact. But then the voiceover is him asking the math teacher for private lessons and how to go about scheduling them.
No, yeah. I think in the theme of this show, like, I've seen that scene so many times that I've stopped thinking about how efficient storytelling that is.
It's such good storytelling because it tells you exactly what Simon is thinking.
Like, also, even on top of that, on top of that, it's efficient too.
It's incredibly efficient.
Like, literally, the scenes overlap with each other so that it happens quicker. Like, it happens. Like, that's part of the reason why we both of us were so confident that we could do a show that it was a podcast that was this in depth about a show that does not have that much content, is because every episode is so dense and stuff like this happens where you just two scenes overlap with each other and you just get so much information all at once and you're just like, okay, now we're moving on. Like, some shows do slow down after a pilot, and Young Royals isn't really one of them.
I would argue that Young Royals picks up after the pilot.
Yeah, which I think is not common. It's not common at all.
No.
Like, we thought a lot happened in the pilot, and it did, because we had so many people introduced, but, like, not everyone's introduced. The scenes get shorter, and everything just keeps moving faster. And especially with this episode, I think that makes sense because it's like all building towards this like moment of the first kiss between Simon and Wilhelm. On some level, even when scenes aren't about them, I feel like the pacing of the episode works towards pushing us to that moment until it feels inevitable.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I want to call out August working out in the theme of what we're already talking about, of like August burpees in front of Hilarska. Or his like push up then jump, if you don't know if that term is regional and we don't realize how regional it is. Like, I think it just tells you so much about the intensity of August's motivation in like 6 or 7 seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's followed by Sarah riding around on a horse, which I didn't write down, but like I think also it's another little bit of world building that we just get so fast. Of like a thing we've heard talked about, but like we just see happen just to kind of make it more believable and lived in. Like we hear Sarah talk about in the first episode that Felice lets her ride Rousseau, and we see Sarah riding Rousseau and being happy. Like it.
And it's presumably very early in the morning. So yeah. Like, which that's a whole other level of dedication.
Yeah. I mean, it's as early as the warning workout, because it happens right. Like around there. Like it yeah. happens around there.
But typically morning workouts are rather early, because then you go to class.
No, yeah. I think based on dialogue, I think it's around 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Early. For me.
Margaret and I have different contexts for early, and so I'm not disagreeing, but I just have to remember that 7 o'clock is early for other people who aren't me. Anyways,
I woke up at 10 a.m. and I was pissed. So I was like, fuck, it's my day off. I woke up early.
Alrighty. Next, do you have anything before, after, or during the like struggle between August and Wilhelm in the
No. Not until okay. right after.
Okay, because I have something that is courtesy of a listener who wrote in hoping we would talk about this.
Okay, let's talk about it.
And I will say, Amy, I don't know if I fully agree with you, but I want to acknowledge your point regardless.
Was it in our DMs or a comment?
It was in our DMs.
Okay, pulling it up.
Yeah. I'll just have you read it because I'm curious to see what you think. Her most recent message.
Does he have a boner?
I did watch it back, and essentially, like, the idea, the closest thing I can think of I don't know how to phrase this for the audience. Okay. So basically, this idea that the listener wrote in about is the idea that, like, potentially then that Wilhelm is, like, that August is more on the money than we thought he was in terms of the level of excitement that Wilhelm gets out of. I'm sorry. I have to be the Ala one here. And I'm not even doing a good job of it.
I'm literally pulling up the episode right now.
The closest thing I could think of is that, like, the way that his underwear is folded makes it ambiguous as to whether or not Wilhelm actually does have a boner in this scene.
This feels really weird. I'm specifically going to look to see if he has a boner.
I did the same thing this morning.
All right, well, at least I'm not alone in this discovery then.
But it's specifically when August hands him the phone back and he's talking to Eric. Like, his crotch is basically center of the screen. And I think that might be what Amy's talking about. But I think it's still quite ambiguous, at the very least.
I don't know, champ. I don't see it, but I also don't have a PP, so...
Yeah. I will... as someone who does... I will say, I will grant that it is a bit ambiguous.
But I mean, I've also sat down in a pair of jeans and have it fold weird, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'll, like, give that a solid maybe.
Yeah. And I will say earlier, there is something that, like, it could be a casual move, or it could also be intentional on Edvin's part, which maybe I should have put this in Art of the Choice too. But, like, when he goes from laying down to sitting up when August steals his phone, one of his hands does go between his legs.
Yeah, and he sits with both hands between the legs. So maybe.
Yeah. Like, it could have started happening, and that could have been, that could definitely be being what is implied.
Yeah.
I think, regardless, there's going to be we'll grant that there's nuances here, but I will say that, like, we all know he likes Simon, regardless.
Yeah.
And this is just about the degree to which he likes Simon already, to some extent. And yeah, there. Amy, we talked about it. Because I know Amy was saying that, like, not enough people, like, question this as a possibility. And I'm like, okay, valid.
It's a possibility. But we've questioned it. I don't mean to sound dismissive, Amy. I love the comment. I love the DM.
I love the attention to detail. That's what
I love the attention to detail. It's what this is all about.
Margaret is just the exact person who will be very uncomfortable with that.
Yeah.
So we're moving on. Love you.
All right, moving on.
Yeah, what was right after the scene?
I don't know.
Looking out the window.
Oh yeah.
I also have that here too.
Do you want
to just like Simon? I'm just like Simon entering the frame.
Yeah. Yeah, and we talked about this in Choice as well.
Definitely, we talked about this in Choice. We talked about this in Revolution, even like mm-hmm. how the camera's from Wilhelm's perspective, and we see Simon enter frame as his voice just drops off.
Yeah,
his voice drops off. We look through his eyes, and we see Simon enter frame, and we're like, "Oh, we get what's happening."
Yeah, I don't think I'm ever gonna get over the times that we see one boy from the other boy's perspective. I think the day that I stop bringing that up is the day we have to stop the pod, and maybe that'll get repetitive.
Because the first kiss scene is just all that too.
It is, and I wrote it.
Yeah,
it's my last bullet point.
No, yeah, that's pretty much all I have. Okay, you have a couple things before. Yeah, I don't have anything until Wilhelm texts Simon about why he isn't coming to practice.
Oh,
but I didn't have a lot.
Yeah, the when August is taking the pills at 18:10.
Yeah.
Those very extreme close-ups, along with the music. The music does a lot. I actually watched the scene muted to see if it had quite the same effect. Mm-hmm. And it had a fair amount of the same effect, but the music adds a lot.
Yeah.
It makes for a very heavy intensity to his like desperation to take these pills. And then shaking it out and realizing he's only got two left.
Yeah. And I think, and then later in the episode, as we get him cutting one in half and then having half a pill left.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're right. Like, do you want to say the point, the end of this point of like, what isn't talked about enough?
Yeah. He's got an addiction. We talked about that in the last episode. That's not an out there statement. He's addicted to these ADHD pills.
And it's seriously right. Like, it isn't talked about enough. Like, this is not an effort of defending. Like,
no.
If you are under any sort of, let's disabuse you of the notion right now that people don't talk about Young Royals will ever be an August defense squad.
Never.
Like, we've seen all the show that's been released up to this point. That still remains true.
Is that a spoiler?
That it's a subtle spoiler as I'm allowed to, like, I'm gonna let us keep it.
All right.
Because we've done something similar before.
That's true.
With August specifically.
We hate this guy.
Yeah.
So we don't talk about the fact that he's got a whole ass pill addiction, but he has a whole ass pill addiction. That's just like, that's a statement. It's not even an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Moving on.
Yeah.
Every time we talk about addicts, the mood of the show goes way down. So let's just keep her going.
Yeah. I'm curious what you mean by this. I don't know. Like, I mean, you're like talking about like camera POV.
You're one of the kids at the table for every single shot in that scene.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. We are the camera.
Yeah, we are the camera. You're looking at, you know, Felice's view of it, or Maddie's view of it, or Simon and Willem's view of each other, or even August's view of Simon. Like, you are one of the kids at the table for every single shot in that scene.
Yeah. And it definitely makes it even more uncomfortable.
Yeah. But uncomfortable in, like, a good way to move the story along, kind of uncomfortable.
Yes. All right. And now we have Wilhelm texting Simon, which I wanted to shout out the framing of this, which I think on the one hand it is both functional framing and also I feel like what felt really impactful about it is when Wilhelm texting Simon, in order if you want to show this text on screen, you do need to leave part of the screen blank.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep that part of the screen most like pretty empty even when there aren't texts there.
Yeah.
Which like one hand could be for continuity, so they don't have to keep breaking up the shot. But what it, to me, the effect it creates is it leaves this empty space, empty space where messages are supposed to go.
Yeah.
And it's like applying that, like, the lack of a reply is the thing that's distressing.
Yeah.
The fact there is nothing in his inbox, like, or like in his messaging app, is the thing that is freaking him out.
Yes. I fully agree. And I also got that vibe.
And you had something about the lighting, yeah? Or was that later?
No, it's this one.
Yeah.
I wrote the red LED lighting in his room actually makes him look like a real human boy teenager.
And I know what you mean by that. And I thought the same thing every time I watched this scene. And I never would have thought to put it like that, but you're right.
Like, because in a lot of other shots, not all of them, certainly not all of them, but in a lot of them, you know, he's got really good posture. He wears really nice clothes.
Yeah.
He's prince, even when he doesn't look like princely.
And I think that, but I do think this gets at something we've brought up time and again, the moments that are few and far between of Villa alone.
Yes.
Where we're the only ones in the room with him.
When he is a real human boy teenager.
Yeah. Because you have that initially. We didn't really discuss it in here so far, but like, because we talked about it in Revolution. But like, him just looking at him on Instagram.
Yeah.
That is him being a human boy teenager. Ill human boy teenager. And then now we have this other moment, is the other moment of him being totally alone. Well, actually, and then there's one other one later that Margaret will also want to talk about. Which is in our cold open, was the third one.
Yeah, I do. It was my cold open, and it is in all caps on my notes doc. So I do want to talk about it.
Yes. Do you have anything before motorcycles?
No.
Motorcycles. Just in all caps is what I have written down. It's so pretty.
It's very pretty.
It's iconically Young Royals to me.
It is. Like. Yeah. It's, yeah. 100%.
A small detail that also I appreciated this time around, which is a little bit more art of the choice, but also like in terms of cinematography, like that also determines like which actors are where. The fact that Wilhelm is on Rosh's bike, Wilhelm is on Ayub's bike and Simon is on Rosh's bike just makes sense to me, because Wilhelm has met Ayub, but he hasn't really met Rosh because she was playing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it makes sense to me that Wilhelm was going to be on anybody's bike, he would be on Ayu's bike, because it'd be weird to put him on Rosh's bike if they barely know each other.
Yeah. Like, even more barely know each other than him and Ayu.
And Ayu, which already is a lot. It's like, not a lot, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree.
And then after that, I basically have what I refer to as the inevitability of being spotted by August.
Yeah.
You see it coming fully before Wilhelm does. And it makes it worse of just being like, oh no, oh no, oh no, that's definitely not going to end well. And then
you
almost think you're clear. And then he's like, Wilhelm, come back here.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, literally he just says, was it educational? Which I don't like August, but that's kind of baller. That's kind of badass. Of just being like, was it educational? Not even... saying anything else.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you, August. all right. The next one I have is the lights.
Yep. Me too.
So after his altercation, not altercation, but when the, was it educational?
Confrontation.
Yeah. Confrontation.
With August.
He's in his room and he's not really reading, but he's like holding the etiquette book. And he has the red LED lights from earlier around his neck. And what I thought it was funny when I wrote this, so I'm going to read it. I said, do I understand why he has the lights around his neck? No. Do I still love the dramatics of it? You bet your fucking ass I do. And the irony that he's reading in the etiquette book. Is the irony that he's reading the etiquette book lost on me? You bet your ass it isn't.
Yeah. And I think I forgot that I wrote down that this could be a purple and orange discussion because I did accidentally tease at some point, either to you or either to you off mic or just or or two listeners, and for both, I am sorry. I realize this should be a purple and orange discussion.
It should be, but it's gorgeous, it's dramatic, and I love it.
Yeah, we're highlighting it now. I do have a potential theory about like what it could potentially mean, which I literally would have written down. I'm like, what does it mean? And then I do have an idea, but I don't even have it written down in our notes because I'm not entirely, I want to wait. So.
Okay. Well, then we shall wait.
Yes. Wait in like 2 months, listeners, 2 or 3 months, listeners, for when that episode comes out.
Yeah.
I mean, Margaret will find out before you.
Yeah, I will.
The next thing I wanted to highlight was like in the library when August approaches Sarah. That's probably one of the most like geniusly shot things of this episode to me.
Yeah.
Of the way that like I called it kind of a dance in terms of seeing someone, their back being turned, turning around. Oh, it's August. And you're like, oh, no. And the entire time Simon's in the background, mm-hmm. which we already set up because Simon's the first person we see in this scene. And we see him sit down.
Yeah.
And we just see everything happen right before it happens. And it's just like, in a similar idea to the way where like being spotted by August felt inevitable. Like, it's just so tense without being like visibly tense.
Yeah.
Really.
No, I agree.
And like music probably does help with that a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think just all it is just dramatic irony of just like us knowing how bad this is on so many levels, like more levels than Simon even. Like we know that it's bad on levels that no one in the scene knows it's bad at.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like definition of dramatic irony. It's not even that like one person knows what we know. It's that like none of them know everything we know.
Yeah.
Which makes everything worse. Like 100%. Like they are all missing key information that would make it very obvious that we have, which makes it obvious what a terrible idea this is.
Yeah. No, I agree. Big time.
And that is all just done by having them all just in the shot together.
Yeah. Yeah. The next thing I have is not until the movie scene.
Horror movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Okay. I want to shout out 4302, like, around there. Like, I'd forgotten how many establishing shots there are of this party to make it very clear. Like, everyone we've met besides Eric is in this room.
Yeah.
Like, they do a lot to be like, you remember this face? Remember this face? Remember this face? Mm-hmm. Like, these are where everyone is.
Yeah.
Also, never realized that Felice was sitting directly in front of Sarah.
Yeah.
All Felice would have had to do was look directly around, mm-hmm. directly behind her.
Yep. But she didn't.
Thank fucking God. Anyways.
Yeah. Could you fucking imagine?
Different timeline. Utterly different timeline. It's like if August caught them in the first episode. Utterly different timeline. Have you ever done the thing where you focus on what the horror movie is saying while Simon and Wilhelm are looking at each other?
Yeah.
I'm getting a little freaked out here. What are we going to do? We're going to get out of here. We just need to keep our heads. Mm-hmm. This is about us now. Mm-hmm. And then they're fully holding hands by the end of that exchange. And then something I didn't write down because I didn't think it was pertinent, but I think is worth mentioning is that like, we need to forget about the kid. This is about us now.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't fully know what that...
I don't know what the kid is.
Yeah.
August. no, I don't know what the kid is.
I mean,
but
I think...
Every other
I think the kid is the thing that the people on the screen are looking for.
Yeah.
So it... Or, like, worried about.
Well, yeah.
So it's like...
Like, in the movie, yeah. Yes.
So I think it could... Yeah, so I think metaphorically it could be just like we just need to forget about homophobia or the royal family.
Yeah, oh,
like this
fuck.
Is about us now. Yeah,
fuck, you're so
the
right.
thing we're worried about, the thing that is preventing us from choosing ourselves.
Man, I love you.
We need to forget it. Yeah.
Damn, because I had picked up on the rest of it, but I was like, I don't know what the kid is. But damn, that actually makes a lot of sense.
I just put that together. Yeah,
God, that was really good.
Thank you. All right. Everything I have remaining is just like little things that we probably can talk about a little bit more, but like, I don't know. The plaque.
The fucking plaque.
that framing. That framing, though.
The framing, the lighting, the way he's already, like, on his way to having a panic attack.
And then it's just all we can see on screen is for, like, the blurry blurry thing of his head. And then we just, like, see his face. And he's like, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Yep. I just, like, these are moments where I am reminded how much the show expects its audience to be intelligent.
Yeah.
Like, the show doesn't hold your hand almost at all. Like, it will, if it thinks it needs to emphasize a point, it will have a character say something that was kind of already obvious. Like, when Ayub calls out Simon for liking Villa.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, they're like, oh, if you needed this extra hint, like, here's his best friend calling him out.
Yeah.
But, like, in a lot of ways, it, like, fully is, like, we trust our cinematography enough to convey what this is saying.
And it does. It kicks ass.
It kicks ass.
Oh, God, so good.
Then we have the close-ups of seeing each other from their each other's perspective.
Yeah.
On the faces.
I lose my fucking marbles over this every time. Because it is so incredibly close. Which makes it so that you can see every, like, thought that is running through their mind.
Yeah. Like, I feel like with Simon, it's like, is this a good idea? Is this a good idea? Fuck it, I'm doing it anyways.
And Wilhelm is like, what? Huh? What's happening? Oh, fuck, wait, I liked it. Hang on, wait.
Wilhelm is fork and blender noises. The entire time. And then when Simon kisses him, it goes from chopped puree. Like, it's just...
That was so good.
I just realized, the unhinged name of this for the episode is Fork and Blender Noises.
Please. No, please. Like, genuinely. Art of the Frame, Fork and Blender Noises. That's so good, because then they won't understand what the hell we're talking about until the very end. 3 minutes.
There we go.
That's so good. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Now we have the forehead touch that, as mentioned last episode when we were talking about the kiss.
That I love so much, yes.
Oh yeah, that forehead touch, like, my usual judge of, especially if I'm literally just calling out because it's beautiful and not a genius way. Like, sometimes we call things because they're ingenious ways of telling the story. And sometimes we just call things because they're pretty. And this is kind of both, but mostly it's pretty. Like, it's, and usually my judge is, would this be a great screensaver?
Yes. I can't say what mine is right now because it's a spoiler, but this is what mine is right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I pretty. Can see it. Yeah. Just, and then it's the perfect angle and lighting to highlight that Villa initiates their first mutual kiss.
Yeah, and it's just so perfect.
And then for the rest of the episode, I just wrote stress in all caps that someone will see. That's all I feel. Like, I'm like, oh, yay. And then I'm just like, oh no. And maybe this is based on just like, sympathetically remembering every single reactor I've ever seen watch this episode, who are just like all so either they're surprised and then they're just like panicked that it will end badly.
See, and I didn't feel that way when I watched it the first time.
I'm not sure if I did either. I just, again, like, have my memory's kind of been warped by how many people are freaked out when they watch this.
Yeah, and that's valid.
Which I think this, I mean, the show doesn't set you up thinking that won't happen, so.
No, it's not out of, like, the realm of possibility, for sure. I just.
Especially with that threat of August seeing Villa leave, like.
Yeah.
All it would take is August having the audacity, which we know he already has, to follow Villa out of the room.
Oh, yeah.
Especially if he noticed Simon leaving, too. Like, I am almost shocked he doesn't follow them.
That's true.
But I think we might be dealing with a thing of, I mean, this is definitely an August character discussion question, but, like, we might be dealing with a worrying about his own image, because people have already called him out for being a dick and mm-hmm. saying the movie isn't scary.
Yeah, he can't leave.
Although I can't tell, I feel like from the voices I'm hearing, like I can't tell if that is the subtitles maybe messing up a little bit, because I couldn't tell if that was like Vincent's voice that was making fun of it.
I don't know. I'm not great at detecting voices, yeah. I'll be honest.
I don't know. But regardless, like, I mean, they've at least like scolded his corner yeah. for being like, if you're leaving, you're like, they assumed like they're like leaving, basically.
Right.
And so he's been like called out already. And so it's like, there's more implications of him leaving than there and following Wilhelm than there is of him
yeah.
just staying. I also wonder if, again, this is fully in August. This has also become, this basically become an August character discussion. We can pick this up later. But like, I do wonder if he thinks that Wilhelm's, that he has made Wilhelm understand enough the stakes of being friends with Simon that he doesn't need to.
That's possible.
Because I feel like it could be an overconfidence in his own sense of authority, which is totally on brand for him.
Yeah, big time.
Like, he overcompensates in his head for how effective his scolding was.
Yeah.
Where, like, even if Simon is following him, like, he's like, I trust that Wilhelm will shut it down. Which is so funny.
Wilhelm does... not.
Does not. Yeah.
All right. Are we ready to take it out?
I think we are. Look at us.
We're on good behavior.
All right.
All right. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to keep up to date with when we release new episodes and other pod-related announcements, you can check out our Instagram at People Don't Talk About. Our next episode will be...
Love Among Royals.
Love Among Royals. Yeah. So stay tuned. And with that, all that's left to say is,
let's start a revolution, baby.